Almost no pitchers, besides maybe Eckersley, have been able to go back and forth between a starting role and a relieving role with the kind of efficiency that he has. But let's talk, first of all, about putting together that staff early on when you came to Atlanta with Maddux and Glavine, and what makes them so special.
Well, Smoltz and Glavine were here when I got here, the winter of 1990, and we signed Greg Maddux in 1993. But I learned when I started my career with the Baltimore Orioles in 1966, and when we built championship teams in Kansas City for those 23 years back there, it was around pitching and defense and athleticism, and that's what we've done here. When I took the job here, the Braves had already in place a pipeline full of very talented young pitchers. We added Greg Maddux, who became the bell cow and the leader of that staff, and performed so admirably for us for those 10 years and really set the standard, Hall of Fame level standard for all of our pitching. And this year is a sort of an abject reality check up against what we've done in the past with good pitching. We've not been able to pitch as well for a variety of reasons, and the results are what they are. We're struggling to stay in a race even for a wild card, but pitching has always been the cornerstone of any foundation of any team that I've been a part of, and we intend to focus on that again next year.